Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hail Mary. Batteries. Chips. Dog bowl.
Make some magic, Joe.
Magic Tom,
Magic
baby.
Johnson, number 32.
I've seen a lot. Does it bother you? This is way off of track of what we're gonna fucking do.
Are you having a stroke?
Listen. No, I'm on a bunch of fucking medication right now because I have a splitting headache. So I'm trying my best. But I've seen, does it bother you as much as it bothers me? When people do like this comparison with sports, where they have a modern player and then compare it to someone that played fucking
LeBron and Jordan
30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, it's not even, it's different people, different thing. Like, sports evolve. Things are different.
Can we just. Depends who you ask, too. Some old guy be like, Bob Cousy's the best point guard ever. Right,
okay,
dude.
Okay, you, yep. Watch
Bob
this.
Bob Cousy.
Watch this. He puts on his little projector. It's like,
yeah. Before he played against black people, he was
off,
the best.
Turns off the lights. Like, check this out.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, fuck.
Well, that's, I mean, honestly, like, when you think about baseball or whatever, mm-hmm. we have this friend that he's like, oh, Ted Williams is the greatest. Ted Williams was great, but he played in the 40s and he didn't play against black people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's like the drawing line of like how good you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was everyone allowed to play the sport? No? Okay. Well,
yeah.
So how good was
he? All the best players were in another league.
Right. Exactly. Episode 32.
I don't remember if he played. Yeah, no, it wasn't black. That was 50s. They came in.
Right.
Jackie.
Can You Don't, episode 32. Having fun. Thank you guys for joining us. If you have not,
a wild intro.
It was. Right out the gate. I got fired up about sports. Sports!
Go sports.
If you have not followed us on Patreon, please do so. Just head over to patreon.com/canyoudon'tpodcast. You'll find a link in the episode description. Send in stuff you want to see on the show. That's hey guys at canyoudon'tpodcast.com. And if you want to turn your phone on silent.
That's my computer.
Yeah,
I was.
What do you have connected to that?
My text messages come through the computer now. Oh. And so it dinged because I had turned my phone off. It's silent.
It silences?
Yeah.
Okay. We went to what episode? I'm going to have a hard time today. I can barely fucking think. Give me a chance, okay?
I'm sorry. It's okay. Funny. Me reading.
We had a chance to go to the vacuum store that we talked about in what episode was that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Whatever episode it was, we finally went back to that same area because we're working on some scripts, and we went into it. And
you went into it.
I went in.
I was scared.
I ventured in because we were curious how the fuck a vacuum store still exists when you have the internet. I mean, we used to know what was in there.
You have $40 vacuums that you can get at Target.
Right. And we'll get there in just a second because I was blown away at the price of these fucking vacuums.
Oh, you didn't tell me the prices.
I thought, did I briefly mention it?
No.
Okay. But we suspected this. The floors, spotless.
Immaculate.
They're the best floors. Super clean in the vacuum store. If you go into a vacuum
store.
Wait,
was it carpeted or?
Carpeted, but also had some fluffy mats. You go in there, it's shag rug. You're like, hiding everything.
Then I started thinking, well, is it like tile? Because no. Then you'd have to mop it and stuff.
Right. What a fucking, you go in there, it's a vacuum store and he's mopping.
He's mopping.
He's like, this is the best mop.
We will throw in a mop with a free mop.
With every vacuum with every, you buy.
Yeah, the silver ones, the balloon blows up.
I walked in, it had the little bell. When I went, it's like, ding, ding.
In the video, I did that. I was like, I'm not sure it's going to do this, but I added the ling, ling.
It did. And I was like, fuck, he knows I'm here for sure. Because he was in the back. Because
he's like, he puts the newspaper down.
It's like, holy shit. He comes out like, hello.
He's
like,
bagging a body.
Big old presentation. Welcome to the vacuum store. Doing a dance. He's like, we don't have a lot of guests. customers. And I walked around, I went over to the bag section, and then the name of the vacuum shop is J&J Vacuum something.
Johnson & Johnson,
so one of the J's came out. He goes, can I help you? Like, from the back room. And I just looked at the bag wall, like vacuum bag wall, and I was like, oh man, I thought I could remember what vacuum bag I needed, but I'm gonna run home real quick. And then I'll be back and I'll buy a vacuum bag. And he goes, okay, no problem. And I never went back. And
he was waiting. He was fucking waiting.
He's there. If first
he probably stayed late.
First in-store sale he was going to have in months.
His wife's like, when are you going to be home for dinner? He's like, I may not be home for dinner. I'm waiting for this guy to come back. He said he needed a couple of vacuum bags.
He's up all night
yeah.
being like, this is it. This is it. I told you. You told me it wouldn't work. Yeah. You told me
a
vacuum store in 2023 would never work. I'm about to sell a vacuum bag, and I never came
showed
back.
Up.
But there was a vacuum in there that looked old. It looked like a something was made by Tupperware, like Rubbermaid or whatever. Mm. It was like 70s, and it was $650.
Wow.
How?
That's gotta suck up. I can't even imagine what that can suck.
You better suck the entire carpet of your house into it and then recarpet your floor.
Well, what it does is you turn it on and it sucks everything out of the house. Like, you don't have to move. It just brings everything from out of the room. Like, your kids are hanging onto the doorway, like, turn it off.
You have to go around and drill everything, like, or screw it to the floor. So you don't lose your family. You
screw your kids to okay. the floor.
We can't. All right. Thank you for finishing that.
Yeah. Thank you for finishing.
So that was the vacuum store. And it was that. It was just vacuums. There was a nice guy in there. And then I never went back. And he's probably said, well, that's it. End of the story.
Anything that you go into where you're waiting for a customer and you get so excited, just be like, oh God, someone's here.
Yes. What's your name?
You know what are you into? Like, you walk, you're like, oh, these aren't washing machines.
Yeah.
And then turn around and walk. Because you always have to make an excuse of why you're not going to buy something.
You think anyone walks in there and does the old, God, this place sucks. And then gives them a thumbs up, like, he like puns, and then right back out.
I bet you this place sucks so much.
Man, but in a
good way, dude.
Yeah, fucking dude. Well, we have one more rotten sled definition, and this was sent in by our son, Matt, to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. It says, hey, stepdaddy fuckers. And if you don't know what we're talking about with the rotten sled, just go listen to the previous episodes, like the last three or so. He says, I'm a truck driver, and you guys keep me laughing through my long days on the road, and better to deal with the fuckers on the road.
I want to know if he throws piss jugs out the window.
He could. And he says, I have a suggestion for what you said the rotten sled for the Urban Dictionary should be. And here he goes. When you're doing 69 with your partner, and they shit on your face, and you run their ass across your face, wiping their ass with your nose while it's deep in their crack. Have a great day, daddies. Hug and tugs, Matt.
God. Have a great day.
So let's put the rotten sled to bed. Okay? We have our entries. We're not going to put all of them, because some of them, I mean, when stacked up against others, like we got plenty of them. But we're going to grab our favorite, I don't know, top three, and let's throw them on our social media. And we'll just do a vote, and then we'll go in and make our Urban Dictionary entry for Rotten Sled based off the votes.
Can anybody put one on there?
I would assume so. I've never put one on
like,
there.
It's like Wikipedia. You need to. Someone needs to do it. You have what? To have like a you like no.
Well, you just have to have an account.
No, not anybody can make it a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, you can. I think you can. You know, this is not like an accredited Wikipedia person. You can. Anybody can go in there and make edits. And then someone has to go back and be like, yeah, no, the edit was fine. Like a moderator of sorts. But anyway, I think anybody can start a Wikipedia page, if I'm recalling correctly.
I was waiting for it. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'll just hear. Hold on. Can anyone make an Urban Dictionary entry? Enter. New word. Can anyone submit to Urban Dictionary? Please do not submit any unsolicited ideas, original creative artwork, okay, blah, blah, blah. Urban Dam.
This seems like something we should do after the show.
No, I'm answering it right now. I mean, fucking maybe. But why would he not? With the things that are on there, we will, if we can't put it in ourselves, we will send in our submission for the, because there's such dumb ones in there. It's like Joe. Yeah. Like, it's your name. It's like a guy that fucking sucks toes. It's like, how could this
destroys
not,
families?
Yeah. How could Rotten Sled not be accepted into the Urban Dictionary thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be good.
And speaking of this, Joe, yeah. You promised that you would tell us the origin of how this came about.
You're going to be, I mean, as I promised, super let down on the origin story.
Just sell it.
Okay. So out to dinner, and a friend I was with got some oysters, and they were on a gigantic mound of ice, like just a showy amount of ice. Like whatever. It was like fucking, it's like a foot like high.
Fuck you to people who don't have ice.
Yeah. It's like, you know, what are you too hot? Too bad.
We have all the ice.
We have all the ice. Fuck you. And they just stashed the oysters in there. Now, everything was going great. And then he grabbed one and he gave it a slurp. And it tasted fucking terrible. He gagged and he spit it back out into the ice.
Oh, back onto the...
like back into his dish. And we're like, fuck.
Oh, in his dish. Okay, not back on the mountain.
No, he was... Well, his mountain was a dish. Like, that was his whole thing.
Oh, I thought it was, like, for the table.
It was supposed to be, but that's all he got. Oh. So he got the whole, he corralled the mountain of ice.
I'll be taking this.
Yeah, he's like, this is mine now. Thank you guys for coming out, and just slides this giant ice dish over to him. He goes, damn, you guys look like you're heating up. He's throwing ice in his shirt and goes, fuck, I'm not. But he took a slurp, and it was not nice. And I don't know, we started talking about it, and he's just rotten sled. Came out of the sour oyster situation. So
oysters are, I mean, I'm sure they're, I don't think I've ever eaten one right out of the shell fresh like that.
Well,
it just seems sketchy. I don't know why. It just does.
Seems like, are you food?
I know. It's like, do we have to eat everything?
Right. Who decided this was okay?
Seriously.
I know. Like clams, oysters, I will never order them for myself. If everyone's like, hey, you want to go and get some clams? I'm like, is there anything else? But I have had them. They're fine. They're good. But I don't go out of my way to get some clams and oysters or mussels. Not for me. Just don't care.
I just go to the gym to get mussels.
Oh, shit.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, awesome. Dude.
All right, are you ready to open up this show 32 with a thing?
Yeah, like we're halfway through already.
We are?
Well, it seems like it. We've been talking about this forever.
We have sports!
Hey, shut up! Start the show already!
Fafina!
Tell me what it is.
Oh.
Ooh! I don't know. Sorry.
Please. Did you make that up or is that a real song?
No.
Because that didn't sound like a real song at all.
It was not. That was Medicine Brain. That was like, let's start singing now, buddy. You're doing great.
All right, let's stop singing now.
Got it.
Joe. Okay. Would you rather? No, this isn't a would you
it
rather.
It is not.
We're changing up a little bit.
We are.
This is not a would you rather.
Shifting gears.
It's more like a is it worth it?
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I think Reddit calls it like, would you push the button type of question.
Okay.
Okay. So like you get this, but then there's always going to be a negative side effect.
I like it. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
I just coined that and I like it. That.
All right. Is it worth it?
Fuck Reddit.
Hit it.
Okay. Is it worth it to be absolutely filthy rich?
Okay.
And in your head, make whatever you think that is.
Okay. All right. We'll discuss. We'll figure out what a number is.
So you can have that, but birds are always trying to land on you. No matter what you're doing, they're just trying to land on you.
Oh, what an inconvenience.
Yeah.
And they're not biting you.
No, they're just land. They just want to land.
They just want to be a part of your life.
It's not like they're trying to attack you. They just need somewhere to...
They're tired.
Yeah. They just need to stop somewhere.
They've been winging it all day.
All winging it. Hey,
and they're just like, oh, that's a great place to rest.
A bird comes and lands. It's like, whatever sound it would make.
Like huffing
with
and puffing.
It's like over the brow. It's like with this feather, his wing.
So before we get into this is so good. Before we get into that, what is filthy rich to you? Like, what's an amount of money that you would call filthy?
Filthy rich is when you have like your own bit giant yacht and your own personal jet.
Like you have a yacht that comes out of the other yacht. Is that filthy rich?
You have a helicopter on your yacht.
Okay, so we're talking like Jeff Bezos. That's, to me, that's filthy rich.
Yeah.
Like, you can do whatever you want in this world we've created, and you will never run out of money. That's filthy rich to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, disgusting. Whatever you want, you got it, buddy. That's filthy rich to me.
I don't know if that's, maybe, because that's, I don't know. I was going to say, that rich, you may be able to hire someone to just walk around you and knock the birds off you. He just follows you around.
Your little bird whackers in therapy?
Yeah.
He's like, God damn it.
You could pay that guy a lot of money.
Yeah, but he'd just be whacking birds. That's going to wear down anybody.
He's with you all the time.
Just fucking.
He's like an assistant, but he's just a bird whacker.
Wearing fucking these gloves. He's punching birds off your shoulders. You got Mike Tyson fucking punching crows. What types of birds?
Anyway, my defense is impregnable. I eat just birds.
So filthy rich, don't run out. Is that like kind of a place you'd want to be?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
For the inconvenience of always trying to be perched upon, I feel like that's a good other balance.
Because you got to think about, like, that doesn't sound so bad until you think about the things that you would be doing.
Yeah. Until, your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, birds, if you know how to use doors, they can't get inside, but they're waiting. Like, know how
to
get inside.
Have you ever been to Costco?
Well, yeah, they'll find a way in.
They're birds in, right. They're flying around Costco.
But your home, it's bird proof. Not only is it waterproof.
I think that and for this stipulation, if you're that filthy rich, the birds, they get on you anywhere.
What? In your house?
Anywhere.
Oh, fuck. Because then there's no way.
Because you would just you can never just stay get a break. Inside.
Yeah, but you don't fuck that life. You might as well go to jail.
No, you have a giant mansion that's basically on a complex.
It's a bird conservatory. And then, conservatory.
Yeah. So, no, that's what Britney Spears has.
Oh yeah, that's close.
So you basically build this giant house that you're always under a roof.
Yeah,
and you could get little go karts and drive around. You could have fun without going outside. And then you get in your car that's covered. It's like you go in the Pope mobile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bird proof Pope mobile,
right?
And you just in a poop mobile because you're not. So then you're just cruising around. You never. That's the case,
man.
I think they got to get in the poop mobile.
If they are allowed inside at any moment, there's no fucking way. I don't care what amount of money it is. But if I have a break, because you can't stay inside forever unless you have a. Like a tunnel situation throughout
the
entire...
Jeff Bezos could build a tunnel system that expand our state.
I get it, but what's the point? Like, if you can't do anything else besides hide from birds... Like
that's, your whole existence is hiding from birds.
You go insane! You go insane! All they sell on Amazon are some, like bird whackers. That's the only thing that you can focus on.
Imagine walking...
We don't need that. We need fucking... What we need is bird whackers.
Imagine going to you're fighting off birds on your way to the tarmac to get on your private jet.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. Uh-huh. And then you get on your private jet, you get a little break.
Yeah.
And then you land and then you're on your like a personal airport. You get out to get in your limo and there they are trying to land on you. And then you get out of there and you're on your yacht and you're swatting them.
Right. Well, the issue with flying. Those birds are going to be right in the jet engine.
Yeah, and you can crash.
Yeah. So anytime you cannot fly in an airplane without putting everybody at risk.
Do they just suspect that you're there?
They know you're there.
They're waiting. They're flying next to you.
They all have like little little homing beacons, where they know where you are at all times. You could be hired by an airport to stand next to the tarmac, and just distract all the birds. Yeah. Is it like? I mean, is there an end to how many birds are trying to land on you?
No.
But man, there's like, okay, I think we set this parameter. You can hide from birds inside. They're going to be banging on your windows.
Like running into windows.
Like pecking on your windows and shit. But at least you have a break as long as you're inside.
Is that a break though? You're sleeping and these birds are slamming into your window?
It's just a break from little claws on your shoulder.
You'd have to put your bed like in a bunker below your house.
You got all the money in the world. And yeah, when you go outside, if you have endless money, you can... probably engineer a bird whacking like umbrella type situation. You have a backpack that's just propeller or like a helicopter blades. Like,
no, dude, I would build a globe. I would build a snow globe, kind of like a
boy in the ball or the bubble.
What's the movie with Jim Carrey?
What? Penguin one?
What? Penguin movie with Jim Carrey?
Something Penguins?
No, is the, like that one penguins? Where he's on TV.
Oh, Truman Show.
Truman Show.
Okay,
that's cool. Like, it's a giant fake world.
Okay.
To him, it's a real world. Jeff Bezos could build that.
He sure could.
Not a single bird.
Nope, just live in his own world that he knows is not real and try and keep his sanity together.
And then he could hire a bunch of people to live in the town.
He says robo-birds?
His brothel. No birds.
Well, robo-ones. Like, they're all planned out. They already know where they're going.
Yeah.
They do more.
They're on a routine.
They do normal bird shit besides land on you.
It's kind of like Westworld. You program them all to do what you want.
Okay, so let's just, I want to picture this wealthy dude trying to have a normal life, but there's birds all over him. He has some kids, okay? And their kid, he's playing soccer. Kids playing soccer.
Imagine going bird watching.
can't see. I see all of them. Where are they? On me? Just take a peek. No,
you're not going to need those binoculars. No, just look at me.
Look at me. I'm right here. Your kid's playing soccer. And then he kicks the ball up. He looks up and goes, oh, shit. He goes, oh, my dad's here. And his friend's like, oh, really? Which one is he? He's the one that...
All of these swatting which birds one is away.
He? It's fucking seagulls. Like, seagulls and fucking crows and a bald eagle. Like, all landed on him. And he's just sitting in the stand. Good luck, son. You're covered in birds. Good luck not being bullied.
Imagine going to a golf course and trying. You're like, you're at the you're at the tee. Oh, yeah. You're ready to go out, and you're just
quiet, please.
Yeah, you're swatting birds away. Imagine like if this was Jack Nicklaus that had to do this, and you throw it on the PGA Tour, and you're watching, and it's like Jack steps up to the tee box. Quiet. The guy quiet, please. He's just swatting fucking birds away with his golf club.
I mean, it's a sight. It's a sight to see. Or like if you find yourself in a situation where you have to be stealthy, like whether you're sneaking around,
right,
whether it's like hide and seek, trying to play capture the flag or whatever it is. Like, no, you're out. You're going to fucking be terrible at it. Or you're hiding from, you're in a life or death situation, mm-hmm. like a murderer. You're like, oh shit. And you like hide behind a fucking mailbox and just like.
Crow, the crow, the sound yeah. of crow makes.
Yeah. Cheeseburger. Dude, fucking shut up.
In the morning when you're camping and you're around crows, it's like 6 in the morning. Just,
I know. It's the worst.
Now imagine, yeah, you're trying to be silent mm-hmm. or you're driving a convertible.
Yeah.
Driving down the road, just fucking swatting shit away. You're at a stoplight.
Uh-huh.
Running red lights because you don't want to sit.
And there's bigger birds in different parts of the world. So
California condors.
Yes. I mean, a fucking bald eagle on your right shoulder.
I'd be pretty America, though.
You see, I'm like, yeah. Who's this? This is Joey America. Well,
if you kept a bald eagle on your shoulder, it would keep the other birds away.
They try to kill each other?
Well, that's a mess. Like, if they tried to land, the eagle would be like, fuck off, dude.
You just super glue one of those fake owls to your head.
You're like a scarecrow.
This will work.
You dress up like about, a scarecrow. Right?
They yeah. put him in like the church bell towers. He's mm-hmm. like, yeah, this will keep him away. And they're always like covered in bird shit. It's like, how well is that working? There's no way that's doing a good job. Because they're
flying above looking for a spot.
And the owl's like, no, seat's taken.
Seat's taken.
Can't see it here.
So how about you just run out and you buy a scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz costume mm-hmm. and you just live in that.
That's it. That's your life now. You're a freak show. You're a mobile freak show.
And you put like a broomstick so your arms are just always mm-hmm. out.
And how annoying you would be to just be around.
Mm-hmm. At a wedding, you're at like an yeah. outdoor wedding and everyone's like, here comes a bride, and you're just fighting off birds.
You're walking your daughter down the aisle. Just fuck. I told, can we please have an indoor wedding? No, it's what? It's just about you, dad.
Every time they're going to do something and they're like, we're going to invite Joe. Oh, fuck. We got to do this. I was hoping to have like an outdoor barbecue.
God damn it. We don't have a budget for a bird net. Like, they only make bird nets so big. God damn it. Like a foul ball net just over every mm-hmm. place you go. I mean, if you have unlimited money, I guess you can make yourself a little cage.
Do that.
Yeah, you just walk around in a safety net cage thing.
Yeah, you put up some poles. Like,
it's still annoying because they're trying to... Like screaming at you at all times.
But you'd have to get, the net would have to be really small because those birds would try to get through.
Yeah, you get a little hummingbird.
They
want to
land
there.
Bad.
Yeah, they're not. It's in the passive aggressive on the landing. No, they're in. They want to be on you real bad.
I was just thinking, before this, I was thinking like going to church or somewhere like that, that's, or like a funeral, something that's very, you know, and you know, you're listening and it's quiet, mm-hmm. and it's very serious. Mm-hmm. But if you're inside, you know, but birds.
But you know, like,
but like if it was outside church,
birds.
We agreed that you can't be inside. So
well, birds. I mean, every time that door opens, a bird's gonna be like, "I'm fucking in." Like this is
they're waiting. they're swarmed around the front door. So people are like, they're like slamming the door open and shutting it real quick.
They have to have like a holding room, like you're on a space station, but just like to keep the birds out of church.
Yeah, yeah. You open the door, you get in there, it gasses the birds. that door and you go.
And you have enough money that every place you frequent. You just pay for them to put in a gas chamber, like sealant door, so that you can go in peace.
Well, that's how your house would be. All your all the entryways would be that way.
Yeah.
Imagine all the shit on your clothes.
Yo, it'd be a fucking disaster.
You just have to throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
But you have all the money in the world. You just buy new clothes.
All that money. Let's go back to Jeff Bezos. You're trying to have like a serious conversation. Like you're on your yacht. And you're like, stocks are down, boys. And you're trying to tell. And like, it's like
the this the 1920s?
Stocks are down. He's smoking a stogie. And
yeah, listen here.
And the camera zooms out. And he's like a fucking falcon on his head.
Yeah.
Like sitting on his hat, on his bald head. He goes, you guys are taking me seriously, right? He's like, like trying to get there.
I feel like you guys aren't listening to me or taking me serious.
Not really getting what I'm saying. It was like a woodpecker, like
just on the side of his head.
You guys are grasping this, right? sir? It's just hard. Okay, well, it's just because of the life, money is not that important to me. I'm not going to push the button. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to.
I agree.
I will not take the amount of money to run from birds my entire life.
Because you'd be so busy trying to figure out ways to dodge birds that you wouldn't enjoy anything.
No, it'd be over. Laying on your big super yacht. This is the life. Birds shitting all over everything. Finally made it.
No one would want
No.
Hey, do you want to come hang out on my $5 million yacht? Anybody else? I would love that. You ask them? Fuck no.
Make sure you wear grippy socks because the deck is covered in bird shit. Okay.
It's a chance you may be shat onto.
Weird flex, but okay. Bring your noise canceling headphones. It's a it's atrocious out here. Okay, well, let's move on to the what are you thinking about?
All right.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Hey, Brian. So remember, like, my dad died. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think about it sometimes. And then that's what inspired this, what are you thinking
about? You think about sometimes?
Yeah, just like off and on, like every minute or so.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I'm just being a dick. I'm being a silly goose over
now
here.
Now I'm thinking. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome. Well, you're going to think about it more because here we go. But I was just looking back at different things, you know, doing the old walk down memory lane and looking at my childhood and just like weird, not necessarily traditions that you did in your family. But like things that you just did or you had growing up that you didn't realize were pretty weird.
And didn't question.
Thought
it was normal.
Yeah, that was just the way things were. And you got older and you're like, that's fucking weird. And before I forget, I would like to toss out there as you listen to what we talk about here. I know there's families that have plenty of these. Please send them in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com because they never end. And they are amazing how many people are like, no, I just thought this was normal. And I was like, oh, shit. It's not. And one of the things that I was thinking about was I grew up in like the Sawtooth Mountains of Idaho and it fucking snows a ton. It's really cold in the winter. And my dad being the eccentric fella that he was, not every winter, but I remember a fair amount of my childhood until I was probably 12. My dad would go out in the backyard with either a shovel or a snowblower and he would just clear out like a 10 by 10 foot spot in the snow. And the snow is, you know, like up to your head.
That's a lot of snow.
So it's clearing it all out so that there's like a somewhat flat surface out there in the middle of the winter in the fucking snow. And he'd lay down a tarp and he'd bring out futons, right? So he'd make beds out there. And then our whole family with like 400 sleeping bags in 2 degree weather.
You just sleep?
We'd just sleep outside in the winter. Like, that was just, like, a thing. And I was like, oh, it's fucking cool. And then the older I got, I was like, you guys didn't do that?
Like, I was Wait, you didn't do that?
I mean, I realized it, like, pretty early on. But from before pre-K, kindergarten, early elementary school, I just thought that I was like, oh, yeah, no, I was sleeping outside in the winter again. Like, yeah, it's, I mean, that's what sleeping bags are for. They're going to keep you warm. Blah, blah, blah.
Did you, so did you do, was it like an igloo? Did you have a top?
No, but he did, just... you know, but he did build a, he carved out a part of the land at one point and built like a, you know, those, God, what are they? I mean, igloo looking, but they build it out of metal. You see them like, you, people use them at restaurants now.
Oh, yeah.
While you're outside.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it. It's like a hexagon looking thing.
Yeah,
like,
I think they call them igloos.
Do they? But that's what it looked like. And he built that, but then dug out below it. And there's a fire pit and like bunk beds and shit in
that's
it.
That's sweet.
I know. It's like, and then I had a wigwam. Like my dad just like, that's just the shit that I did growing up. And it was super easy to sneak out when you had your buddies over. You're like, hey guys, we're going to go sleep in the wigwam. He goes, okay. Bye. And then we were just not, we went out there, laid down there, and we were down the street kissing girls. So there's that.
Did you ever get it on the wigwam?
No, too young.
Gotta get it on in the wigwam.
Lost my virginity in a wigwam. That'd be a good like Primus song. Like good song title for like No Effects or something. Would have like, yeah, I lost my virginity in a wigwam. anyway.
I'm a deal in the wigwam.
But I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about when we were little and my dad's car, when I used to live in Seattle when I was a little guy, it kept on getting stolen. It was like a Datsun. And so my dad just, instead of like getting the keyhole fixed, he purposely put a screwdriver in it and mashed it to shit so that nobody else could steal it.
Just and, sabotaging the door.
And then rewired it to a there's like five switches on the dashboard and you had to flick them in the exact sequence and then it would fire off the the starter.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. He's like, and then you'd like turn him off. And he just said, I was like, oh yeah, man, that's cool. And then the rest of my life, I'm like, no one fucking does that. All right. Well, to chalk that up for another one.
You should just write a book about things your dad did.
Weird shit my dad did?
Yeah. And call it that.
Call it weird shit my dad did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to go through a couple more here really quick.
Okay.
And I know that you have some as well. One, a funny tradition that Aaron and I had with our kids is that Pepper and Ezra got to go out before Christmas and pick out a sugary cereal. Like,
did they not eat that on the other days?
Not really. Like, we just weren't like sugary cereal people. But then like on Christmas Eve, they go out and get like Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Splurge Crunch.
Kids.
Yeah. And they're like taking pit. We have like years and years of them like, yeah, like in the
Frosted Flakes.
In the cereal aisle, just being pumped about it. And they're going to grow up and be like, what the fuck? Like they'll look back and be like, that's fucking weird.
That's totally like a 90s commercial.
Like you bet it was.
Mom.
Thanks, Mom, for breakfast. Put out down. Crossfire.
You get all the cereal you want on Christmas.
And then last one, I have to share this, is, I mean, you know, like I'm spiritual. I'm not religious. Aaron more than I. Like, I mean, we both were raised Catholic, but our kids, we'd say prayers to them before bedtime. And if you know anything about the like Catholic prayers, you're going to find out, we're going to realize how funny this is to me. But I say the Lord's Prayer, and then for like, you know, Hail Mary prayer, I just started telling Ezra like this weird ass version of it, and he never questioned it ever. And I had to like, I almost died laughing every single time. I'd be like, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed is this heart and our daily bread. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. He'd be like, good night, Dad. I'm like, good night, bud. Like, just weaving in the Pledge of Allegiance and not even the right words for half. I was just like, what the fuck? And I'm just laughing so hard. Good night, Dad. Good night. He goes, why does it always take you so short? I'm like, I don't know. I can say I'm faster than Mom. Good night. He's like, totally just got away with it. But, oh, man.
Has he ever said anything about it?
I mean, that was about as much. He questioned the time of it. Like, he goes, why are you always done so fast? I'm like, oh,
because I get to the point,
leaving out four verses.
Yeah, because yeah. Mommy likes to drag it on. Daddy gets it over with quick.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, you get it. All right. Do you have anything from your childhood?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of things. It's fun. Like my dad always did funny things too. Like he had these things that he just did, kind of like yours, and you just
you're like, okay,
that's
cool.
Fine. Yeah. Like he used to he'd keep batteries in his refrigerator.
So I remember that growing up.
It'd be like,
I mean, not my
where,
house.
Where
but
the where the batteries at? And then he's like, oh, there's some in the door, or the refrigerator. Yeah, you know, open up the little thing, and there's a set of batteries in there. And I mean, I don't know. I still to this day, I haven't looked to see if it actually helps. But his whole thing was that it kept him, it preserved him or something.
It well,
I don't know if it does.
It is
but.
It is a reaction, and I don't know why I know this. But with the moisture of like getting things cold and stuff, it's not, don't do it. Like you're better off not getting your batteries really cold. Just leave them, leave them. Like if there was better for them in the store, they'd probably put them in the freezer.
Could you imagine you could, like Costco, you go back, there's the milk, salad,
sour and cream, batteries, double A's. I picture your dad like repairing something. Hey honey, can you open the egg crate or the egg carton? Grab two double A's for me. Excuse me, yeah. And then your house, you're like, yeah, no problem. That's yeah. just where they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, it's going to sound weird. What I need to do is drink that entire gallon of milk. At the bottom of it, there's going to be two C batteries. And then bring those over to me. I'm going to put them right here in this.
Make sure not to swallow the batteries, though.
Make sure. That's going to be a whole fucking issue. We don't have time for that. Oh, man.
I mean, dads did always weird shit. Like yeah. When they would, with tools and flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole light thing, like when you're driving the car,
oh, yeah.
my dad used to say, you got to turn the light off or yep. we'll get pulled over and mm-hmm. stuff. And it's funny because now that I'm adult, I sort of get why you wanted it off because it's kind of a weird distraction light.
Yeah.
And, but there's nothing legal about it. But mm-hmm. I mean, even as I got into an adult, I still in my back of my mind, like, is it illegal?
Mm-hmm.
Will I get pulled over?
I don't remember this in driver's ed, but fuck, my dad was always telling me, I guess I'm going to turn this off.
And you trust whatever they say,
because
mm-hmm. why would they lie to you?
I cannot.
Now I lie to my kids all the time.
Yeah. I cannot let go of your dad just loving, just putting batteries everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just stashing, like, batteries are life mm-hmm. to your dad. Like, you guys are out camping. Like, you're in the wilderness. You guys have been lost for 3 weeks. Right, and you're like, oh, like, well, Dad, good job, thank you for you packed this backpack full of survival food and gear, right? He goes, yeah, rips it open, it's just 9-volt batteries. He's like, well, we're gonna be out of here in no time. Like, he just uses them for everything in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of like you're running, like you open up the fridge and you're like, oh fuck yeah, dude, we have some of whatever left, and you go to grab it and eat it, and you open it up and there's just batteries in there.
I thought we had Pop Tarts.
Because you just keep the thing and then use it for something else and use battery storage.
You're out camping. Oh shit. You wake up like, Dad, oh my God, like you're so hungry. And you walk down to the river and your dad's like he's got like a fish trap looking thing set up. And you're like, oh dang, I'm starving. Thank you so much for catching some fish. And he goes, catching fish. He fucking just pulls a bunch of batteries out of the water. He's like, no, I'm just keeping these babies cold.
Like, it's like a crab trap.
He's like, fucking fish. No, I'm making sure these fucking the double A's don't get too warm.
This creek water is freezing cold.
Well, we're going to die. He goes, yeah, well, I'm not letting these batteries die. Okay? That's just what the priority, son. You're like, all right.
Yeah, no like problem, we can Dad. Get food anywhere. You can't get a battery anywhere.
Battery anywhere.
You can't go skin an animal and get a battery.
Sure, we're gonna be hungry, but these headlamps are gonna be working. Like I'll be able to watch you die. You're like, okay, well that's not, let's switch up our priorities, Dad. Nope. Batteries are life.
It's funny because, you know, going through like after he died, you're getting stuff, moving stuff out of his house, and it just remembered all this stuff. Cause he always had like a backup of everything. You go into his pantry, there's just like he's got this and then a backup behind it. There's always a backup because he would go to Costco and just have
on deck.
Everything was very fucking particular. He had a pair of like leather work gloves, and then behind that there were two packs of more gloves. When those were ready to go, he'd toss them, and then he had another pack ready.
I respect
and,
that.
So he always had a backup there. And then I remember one of the things he used to do is when we were young, he lived in a small house, and he had one of those air conditioners on the wall.
Yep.
And he would do this.
Take batteries to it?
He would, yeah. He'd open up the vent and jam batteries in it. Keep it cool. No, he would. So it was no matter if it was winter or summer, he had routines to keep the house either warm or cool. And what he would do is, like, there would just be like a rag and like a butter knife sitting by the windowsill.
Okay.
Because he would just, if there was a gap, he'd take a rag and take like a butter knife and just
shove it in,
jamming it. And he'd do that in the door. He'd shut the door. And if he's like, I'm not going to go out that door for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So he starts wedging rags in the.
Dude, he gets it.
Yeah. So then at the next day, when you go out the next day, you open the door on these racks of Fallout.
but he saved 80 cents.
Oh, yeah.
No, that
I get it now, though. I do. As a parent, everyone leaves a light on and you're cooling off the outside and all that.
Before you know it, you're fucking homeless.
There you are. Now you're your parent.
Now you're a parent. Yeah, that's great. Oh, man. Last talk about your dad's batteries. And I promise I will move on.
It is funny.
I picture like his garage.
Okay.
No cars are in it. Because all he has is like refrigerators full of batteries.
Yeah, freezer.
He's like, well, Dad, just put... He's like, son. He's over there. Do you know how important these batteries are to me? it's like different freezers full of like AA, AAA.
But they're locked. Yeah. Like a safe.
Yeah. Well, these are backups. Mm-hmm. He got the ready to go's in the house. Like, all,
well, that's what's funny about that is he had a fridge on the inside and then he had a fridge in the garage and a freezer. We actually took the freezer. It was full from when you go fishing. It was full of salmon and there were steaks. Mm-hmm. And then he used to make sausage. It's around Thanksgiving. What we do is we'd buy like a half a cow and a half a pig and then we'd mix it all together and we'd actually roll the sausage out and then like have a hot plate and cook it to taste, season it to taste. And then he would have for the next year sausages and stuff that he would just give to people. And he had so much fucking meat.
I love that. Like always like a little, like a sausage in your pocket for like a good time. Like, hey, like see you next week. Oh, 1 second. And just, like underhand him a custom sausage.
Right, yeah.
Like, see you next week, buddy.
I would come home from college or whatever, or if we'd go up there for the weekend. And when I'd leave, he goes, you got any sausage left? And I'd be like, no. And he would pack a cooler.
He's ready.
And so I could take it. He would pack it full of. And I always forget the fucking cooler.
He takes off his hat and just fucking full of sausages. Here you go, son.
Yeah. And he's like, here, take these batteries. Take these batteries. They're about to go bad.
He has cargo pants on. He's full of fucking batteries. He's been huffing it out. Like,
his pants weigh 20 pounds.
He's like wearing a weighted vest, just full of batteries.
It's like an ammo vest.
It is.
Or like an ammo belt. It's just double A's wedged in there.
He's like, shit, I need more AR ammo. He's like, fuck, all I got is double A's. You're trying to squeeze these in there.
Imagine like apocalypse scenario where some guy's walking around with all this ammo, but he's got just batteries.
Like he sees like a flashlight flicker and goes, oh shit, come here. Mm-hmm. He goes, I gotcha. He goes, like, the perfect battery to pop in off, there. Yeah. He goes, you're welcome. A little tap on the back, give him the sausage.
Yeah. A little tap on the backpack and a little rub on the head.
Go get it. You're ready. You can see.
Go survive.
All right. So if you guys have crazy shit in your childhood that you thought was normal, that's not, send it in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Let's take a look at a penis.
I know there's so many other things too. I'll try to remember for another time.
I'm sure the ones that our kids send in will spark. Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Dick stuff?
Yeah, dick stuff.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick Big.
Let me show you something, Brian.
Let me see that deal.
Let me show you something. This has happened. I've talked about it. I've seen it before about the alert in Hawaii about a nuclear missile about to hit the islands. And someone accidentally sent it out to everybody. Mm. Just fucking everyone thought that was the end of their life. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, anyway.
They're all calling family.
Yeah, they're like, just kidding. So this is kind of in that same vein. But a medical center mistakenly notifies thousands of patients they have cancer for Christmas.
Oh my God. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You've got cancer.
You've got cancer. Imagine scrolling through your inbox a couple of days before Christmas, casually reading heartwarming holiday wishes.
And then Black Fridays.
Yeah. And then seeing a message from a medical center notifying you that you have aggressive cancer.
Stage 4, aggressive.
Forget totally ruining someone's holidays. It's the kind of message that could cause someone a heart attack or at least a panic attack. Sending one person such a message by mistake would be considered a serious error, but sending that message to thousands of patients is nothing short of a catastrophe. The Askern Medical Practice.
That's a big difference.
In Doncaster, UK, has around 8,000 patients, and it's believed that on December 23rd, it accidentally sent a cancer notification to most, if not all of them. The text informed recipients that they had aggressive lung cancer with metastasis. I think that's it. Sounds like molasses. M-E-T-A-S-T-A-S-E-S.
You're slow as molasses.
Metastasis. And advised them to fill out a special form for people with terminal diseases. What?
Metastasis.
What'd I say? Yeah. Metastasis.
Metastasis.
Metastasis. Sorry.
Metaverse.
They would have sent this to me, and I'd be like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Must not be for me, because I can't read. So, moving on. Back to my cookies. Back to rapping stuff.
That's so funny to think about that many in-laws. People thinking and getting at the same time that...
Whoa.
Like, where... Like, is that a mesothelioma leak type or
situation?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing a lot of families went to the same hospital too. So it's like, whip, 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 whip. Like, yeah. Shit, I got cancer. You too?
Yeah. They're sitting in the same room.
Yeah. Fuck.
Do you have aggressive mastitis?
We all have cancer?
We all have aggressive mastitis.
God damn it. Well, Merry Christmas. Things get aggressive. Like, everyone loses it because they think this is the end of their life.
They have a suicide pact.
Like, all right. Well, we said if we ever all got aggressive cancer,
We agreed to this when we were kids. If we ever got the same cancer, all six of us.
And I was looking around at that article about the accidental Christmas cancer thing, and I came across a pretty funny other post where Colombian police released a wanted criminal poster that had no photos or names on it.
God. Have you seen this?
So good. It's so funny. It's like, it's just like, I mean, I don't have to read it, but what they did is someone, like, they wanted to help capturing all these people that committed a bunch of crimes, like part of the drug cartel, right? So they don't have pictures of them, and all they have is nicknames. They have aliases.
Cuba, Ren.
Fucking El Gordo. And then, it just has, like, you know, when you first got on Facebook, has like that default outline of a man or a female?
Yep.
It's just silhouettes of men heads. Like, it's all you see. 12 of them.
The same exact, not even different. It's the same exact silhouette.
And every single one just has their fucking nickname. Says, if you got any information, go ahead and send it over. Fucking what? Just, I mean, I'm not sure if they're just hoping, like, somebody's like, oh shit, no, I heard somebody say Pondoro. Like, that must be him.
So ridiculous. Like, oh, I recognize those features.
One of them's alias is Junior. Like, okay. Yeah.
El Flaco.
El Flaco. Gemelo.
Maquina.
El Flaco.
Gracias a usted serán capturados.
Esplinta. Like, it's just, that's all you get. It's just stock silhouette manhead with their fucking alias names. Everyone's like, what? Like, what do you do with this? It's like when you get one of the crime sketch people to draw something, and then they do make an arrest, and they compare it to the, they're like, that wasn't even close.
Yeah.
How did you get hired?
Yeah, this guy doesn't belong here at all. Mm-hmm. How do you get hired?
I don't know.
That's so funny, though. That it's like they sent the template over instead of like instead of filling it out.
It was like, and then each picture says like, it says like drag and drop here. Like,
yeah, but yeah, yeah.
I wish it said that.
And they just didn't.
Insert photo here. Yeah. And they just, whoops.
Oh, we did that. Having worked in TV.
Oh, I've seen that on the little tickers. Done that
where you, I remember one time somebody typed in something as a joke just to fill something out.
Yeah.
And then forgot to go change it. And it said, you know, like, eat my ass or something.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah. And it got on air.
Like for KXOY?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. That KXOY is where Brian and I both worked back in the day, by the way. It's like a TV radio. If you have no idea what we're talking about. Yeah. Like an ABC affiliate for this area. That's funny. like blah, 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 space stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's, I've done that.
Yeah.
On different things and I forget to take it out. Like I, like a YouTube thing. It's like official title here. Cause like it wasn't done yet.
Uh-huh.
Or I was waiting for like it to be officially titled and then it gets released. I just didn't go back and officially. So it just says official title here. Nice.
You know what they, you know that there's a company called Working Title Productions or whatever. They do the Hollywood movies. I wonder if that's how they got their name. Like they just said, working name, and they're like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go with it.
render mode.
Yeah. Yep.
Edit mode.
Mm-hmm.
Edit mode. Ready for render.
Like fuck it. It's an industry term. Let's go with it.
Let's roll with it. But that's all I had. I just came across those two articles. Not they're pretty funny.
No,
remind me of themselves.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I love when things like that happen where, like, you know, somebody just fucked up,
uh-huh.
and then you're wondering like. Is that guy getting chewed out?
Right.
Is he fired?
Does he keep his job?
Yeah, like all these things.
Yeah.
And you know that person. I did a thing where I've done that on air. Or I put the wrong thing up, or mm-hmm. I actually printed when I worked at a spice company. I spelled the wrong course, and it actually went out and got printed.
Ooh.
And I spelled course right. I just did the wrong course instead of like I spelled it like golf course instead of like course in size. Like oh, great.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the spell check didn't catch it. No one caught it because it was spelled correctly.
Right.
But it was just the wrong version.
Wrong course.
Let's go back to English. Why is there the same fucking word sound exactly the same, but there's one letter difference?
Well, there's burrow, and burrow for like digging and then tiny horses. Like it's just
stupid.
It's ridiculous. I know.
Let's not get into that.
All right. Let's not. Do you have something to show me? Want to show me something?
Yeah, let me whip this out. Zip.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of that, it's about a snake.
A snakey snake?
Yeah, it actually...
Snakey snake.
It actually plays into the whole whipping it out thing.
Mm, you're a snakey snake.
Scientists finally found the clitoris on snakes.
Finally!
And there are two of them,
Joe. What? Better odds.
Two.
To find it.
Yeah.
Missed and, one, and the male the other. Can't
find either one of them.
Oh, well, classic.
Researchers found the first evidence of a two-part sexual organ called a hemiclitoris, or hemiclitoris, however you say it, in all nine species of female snakes they examined.
Does that thing have a hemi?
Well, do you say clitoris or clitoris?
Yeah, clitori.
What do you put the emphasis on? Clitor or clit?
Clit.
Okay.
Clint
female Eastwood. Snakes have not one, but two clitori. Clitorises.
Yeah.
According to research documenting the first formal evidence of sexual organ in snakes, this two-part clitoris called a hemiclitoris is present in at least nine snake species.
Wow.
There's a lot known about the male genitalia, of course,
mm-hmm.
But not so much really anything known about females, says Megan Folwell. She's like, of course, they don't know anything about females.
Yeah.
University of Adelaide in Australia. Mm. Previous research was kind of all over the place about whether the snake clitoris existed. Wanting to settle a debate, Folwell and her colleagues began dissecting female snake specimens from the University of Michigan Zoology Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Folwell says it didn't take much searching. You peel back the skin and it's right there in front of you, she says. They found hemiclitorises in all nine species they looked at and all were located on the underside of the snake's tail. This story in itself is funny and it keeps going on, yeah. But I just
must
find
be broken.
It,
that didn't come. It must be broken.
I just think anyway. It's so funny that
the correlation
of the joke about men not being able to find the clitoris and
well, yeah,
like,
you only
and,
got one
and second like in how men get all the sexual stuff and women they're just you know it's and then so a woman researcher is she's just like I bet you I could find it.
Let me take a peek. Like,
I found it immediately.
Oh, there? She walks in the laboratory and points at it like, from 12 feet away. I can see it
from here.
Look at it. It's, they're like, I don't...
But it's just a room full of guys.
All the dudes just have like binoculars and fucking like microscopes out. Like, no, it's like, I can't find it. I can... She wasn't even there for that. She was like borrowing chalk or something.
Watch what happens when I do this. The snake's like...
Snake squirt.
I just like that. It's not just humans. I just think that's so funny. Like even in the animal kingdom, like that they just don't care about.
Snakes are further along than we are on the evolution process. So that's, they have two of them. Like they're trying to up their chances of orgasming. Eventually, human, like they're going to have like 15 clits.
It's just like, it's like, we got two of them just so you like, just,
please, fuck. Like it just runs up their stomach, just nothing but clits. Just, I don't know. Like,
it's the seam that goes all the way up.
It's like it's in their palms, like just like so you can't miss it just by shaking.
It's
their
like
hand.
An octopus tentacles. Yeah. They're all clitori.
So that's what we look like. That's 500 million years from now.
Mm.
Female humans will have 15 clits.
Female women.
I'm killing it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Can I sniff really hard for a second? Because I feel like I'm
go ahead. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Then you coughed it all over me.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you for letting me do that.
And then I wrote this little thing down. It was kind of funny. I was writing it and didn't realize what I was saying until I got done writing it. I was like, this sounds like human women getting the shaft.
Getting the shaft. Hey.
Yeah.
That's a snake. That's a snake coming.
Mm.
I mean,
snakes are important to pharaohs.
Yeah.
In Egypt.
Well, all right. I bet you they wish they had more powers because they're not. They didn't make it. But they tried.
Pharaohs?
Yeah. They died.
Well, yeah, because they got old.
Yeah.
Well, not Tutankhamun. He was like 19.
He kept it. Mummified. Man, clits on snakes.
All right.
Anything else?
I just thought that was...
No. I find it extremely funny.
It's just like guys, like even smart scientists are like, well, of course, like, hey, can you find a clitoris? You'd think that they would be all over it.
And like, I think if I could make a snake come, I mean, of course I could. Like, okay, buddy, like scoot over. Come on. Come on, you don't think that I am smart enough to make a snake come? All right, just like weird male ego. Come on,
that alpha.
Come on,
but like a scientist alpha.
Yeah. Come on. You don't think that I could make a snake come? Oh fuck! No, something like that. Should we move on to petty beef?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit it.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
All right, yourself, let's do some petty beef.
I got my imaginary briefcase. Lay it on me, Daddy Bry.
Sorry.
I just covered it up with a...
I didn't want to do that in the courtroom.
I know.
All right.
Just a mess of like...
You wrote this, Joe, and it says, moving on to our petty beef.
Oh, who's that?
You left out a T, so it says petty.
Oh, I added an E, too. So I'm killing it.
Right.
That too.
Well, yeah, so it says petty beef.
Petty beef.
Coming in from our daughter, Blue.
All right.
Is that a real name?
That's what she wrote.
Okay. Hi, stepdaddies.
Hello.
For the past couple months, my husband has been on a diet, trying to cut processed food.
Fuck.
To be honest, we both eat pretty clean. However, if there's something I won't compromise is on baked potato chips.
Okay.
So I've been buying my chips like I always, Let me try it again. I was doing so well with reading.
You were killing it.
So I've been buying my chips like always, and this motherfucker eats almost the whole bag, so I only get a few.
Okay.
Mind you, I always ask while I'm at the store if he wants any snacks, and his answer is always no, because he's on a diet. This behavior often prompts a fight because they're my fucking chips.
Yeah.
Am I in the wrong here? Should I be better at sharing, or is he just being an asshole? Your loyal adopted daughter, Blue. I know how I'm going to answer this.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on me.
It's the same thing about when you ask, like, your wife or whoever, When you're at the, do you want fries? That whole that whole thing. She's like, I don't want any. And no, then when you get them, she starts eating your fries.
Yeah.
If he says, I don't want any, and then he's eating the whole bag, he's in the wrong.
He is absolutely in the wrong. And there is a higher road to take where you could just buy
two
bags of chips
yeah.
and then just hide your bag of chips if it's that important to you to have your snacky.
Yeah, but you're not. Like then he's still getting away with it. You got to fucking let him. You got to let him have it.
You got to lay it out there. I'm not much of a foodie, but there are student or like I'm not
a foodie.
Well, I'm a sweets guy. Okay. I'm a sweets guy. That's what I meant.
Big potato chips. I am a big time foodie. I'm pretty cultured.
Pretty cultured.
Baked potato chips.
Let me tell you about them. I'm not a sweets guy, but there are certain things that if I buy them at the store. Or I see them in there, and I come back, and they're all fucking gone. I'm a little bummed.
Like, if you buy yourself, let's say you bought yourself a Snickers bar, and you're like, I was craving the Snickers.
Put it in the freezer, maybe, like a cold one?
Yeah, I like to put it in the fridge and have a nice cold bar, and then you come back, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
well, fuck.
What the hell, dude?
You think I just bought that for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll share my things with you, but ask me if you can have a bite or have some first, and I'll be like, yeah. Share it or whatever.
Ask me first. I'm like, no.
I'm going to say no, but at least ask me.
At least ask me. You have some, respect.
Maybe I'll break it in half or in third and you can have some, but at least tell me that you're going to do this.
Acknowledge that you know that because I bought this for me.
Because the worst thing here's what can happen. It's 11 o'clock at night. You're craving a Snickers and it's not there. You can't just run to the store and get one because everything's fucking closed.
Yep.
If the store is open and be like, oh, I hate you and I want to murder you, but at least I can go get another one or you can go get it for me.
I also like going to the husband side of this. I do. I mean, I see where he's going.
No,
stop it. Just come on. Where he's like, he's trying to be a good boy. He's just trying his best to be on the diet thing. And he doesn't want to be like, yeah, give me a bag of chips. And he's like, but with your chips. Like, I'll just have some of yours. Then we're like, we're both splitting them, but I'm not eating.
Not having some. He's eating the whole fucking bag, as she said.
I feel like she might be exaggerating.
He eats almost the whole bag, and I only get a few.
I feel like she's exaggerating. I feel like he's having some of them, and she's just mad about it. There's no way she could eat a whole bag. Is it like a Lunchable-sized fucking bag of chips? What are you getting here? Like from a Subway? Like a little, like, would you like chips with your meal?
If he's on like a diet, he's on a diet and let's say he goes to bed and she goes to bed and he's like, fuck, I want a snack. I could see yourself eating an entire bag of something that you really like that you've been depriving yourself of because you're dieting.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you in a family? Is your relationship like hide food places relationship?
No,
I'm not. I've never been in that.
I'm open. Everything is out there.
And I know there's so many couples out there that will like hide snacks and shit around the house.
My wife has this before where, cause she knew that I was trying to eat better.
Okay.
So if she got something, she would hide it. So then I wouldn't get into it. Cause she was actually doing
it. Child.
Yeah. Cause she actually knew like, she was actually being respectful, and because if he sees him, he'll want to eat him.
Yeah,
and so it wasn't like I'm hiding it because I don't want him to know I'm eating him. I'm just trying to keep him from eating it.
Yeah,
which I respect that.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, but she's also
I love you.
She's also done it where she knew that if she got something and if I didn't know that I was going to eat it. She's also done the other side where she just didn't want me to eat all of her stuff.
She's hiding it around
the candy, whatever it is.
Man, I've never been in that, but I know there's a lot of that goes around. I'm not sure what if you have like an example of this that seems extreme, like you're like burying holes under a tree in the backyard for like your fucking wafers or whatever the hell's happening. I want to hear about it because hiding stuff around, don't worry about it. But there's some extreme thing like keeping stuff under like car seats. I've heard of that too, where you have like whatever you got. Nutter Butters under the passenger seat, like just it's like what the fuck is happening? Like, why,
dude? When you strip all of this down,
who's caring that much?
It's about honesty and respect, really. Yeah. Is what this doesn't matter if it's food, doesn't matter if you're buying, if you're hiding drugs, if you're hiding alcohol, if you're hiding whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
it's a breach of trust, right?
Sure.
Like if you're hiding booze. And then your spouse doesn't know you're drinking, but you're like hiding it under the car and you're sneaking out and drinking. Yeah. Like that's some real issues going on there that need to be figured out. Doesn't matter if it's drugs or a bag of chips. You need to respect the person to not eat their fucking chips.
They don't eat their chips. So I think Blue, you are right. Husband needs to stop eating your fucking chips. And if he is not going to, then you need to just buy more chips, or the chips that you do buy, hide them.
Hide them.
I mean, we just talked about how it's a break of trust or a breach of trust, but
if he's not respecting her to eat all of her food, what other choice does she have?
Just hide the chips.
Because what if she buys two bags and eats both of those?
Right, he's like, thanks. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. He just goes all fucking chip monster just on her. Just
smacks them all up.
Yeah, you got to lay some thunder down. Don't hold out.
Don't hold those chips.
No, hold out.
Hold out on the chips.
Oh. Hold out on the sex.
Boom. All right. Quit eating my chips if you want some busy.
Yeah.
You want some good news?
You can always withhold that. What?
You want some good news?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah! When I came across this story this week, I happy clapped in my chair. Because I've had this thought for a long time. When I go to a fast food restaurant, okay, and I got my tuxedo on, and I got my fucking Big Mac, okay? Why are they wrapping it and putting it in bags and shit when I'm just sitting at the table? Just fucking give me the big, we're going 3 feet, and I'm gonna eat the food. Like, if you go to a normal restaurant, they don't wrap it in shit and put it in a bag and then bring it to you. It's like, no, it's just, it's food. It's how food works. Bring it out on a plate that maybe you could like wash again when I'm done eating it. So when I came across this article, France is doing some cool stuff. So currently big chains such as McDonald's and Burger King serve food on disposable tableware, including items such as boxes, cups. The environmental cost is absolutely huge, with 30,000 plus fast food outlets in France generating an approximate 180,000 tons of waste a year.
Good God.
And that's in bag. They're not serving it like in a hollowed out rock. Like, it's thin ass paper. And it's totaling 180,000 tons. It's fucking nuts.
I'm trying to picture the last time I sat in
a fast food restaurant?
A fast food restaurant, and what they did with the food. I'm trying to, because it seems like they just brought out the food, but I do remember sometimes when I'm, you know, get like a bag of burgers.
And they wrap them. Every single one that I've been to wraps the food. Why do they do that? There's no fucking reason. Because it's easy. It's part of the process.
It's not. Like, adding a step doesn't make it easier.
Well, I mean, they're back there like, it's like whipping it together. And like, that's just kind of the whole bit.
Yeah, maybe if they didn't do that, maybe my fucking cheeseburgers from McDonald's wouldn't look so awful. Right. Maybe they look more like the goddamn commercial that makes them look so good.
Environmentalist groups are elated with the news and have referred to the new law, which will be introduced coming up on January 1st, so now, as revolutionary. The new model will see fast food restaurants with seating capacity of above 20 reverting back to an old-fashioned method of washing and reusing cutlery and plates for diners who choose to sit in. It makes no sense. Why? This is great. I hope that other countries, including the United States, follow suit with this.
We never do anything.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Like, why?
You know what's really gross?
What?
Trays.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Like,
if a fry falls off of my, out of my thing and lands on the tray,
yeah,
I fucking chuck that thing.
Oh, I still eat it.
They're so gross.
Because then I'm like, oh, well, I'm already eating a Big Mac. How much worse stuff can I put in my mouth?
But the people with all the syphilis and shit all over their hands handling the trays.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me want to vomit.
I mean, just put them on, I mean, plates is fine. Why not?
I'd rather wrap them and put them in the bag and have the bag like tear down and become a plate.
Oh, just like stack the food in the thing, but not with wraps on it? That's not going to work.
No. I mean.
Yeah, but don't even wrap it. Like, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm not even talking about this anymore.
Like, skipped over something else.
I want to get rid of the tray.
When you're using the wasteful plastic, just fuck it.
Yeah, keep the wasteful bags. I'd rather get rid of the trays.
Uh-huh.
that everyone's talking with their syphilis hands. I don't know why I'm going to that, but
it's fine. And then, yeah, cups. Like, it is weird that when you go into a fast food restaurant and you're sitting in, you get a fucking throwaway cup. Like, you can just give me a cup. Give me a cup. Give me a fucking cup.
I always go, no, I always take mine with me.
Why? Yeah, but you're, like, whatever.
You get a refill to go with you.
You could ask for that. I would never, I fill my fucking pop halfway no matter what, because I don't fucking need it.
I'm a pop guy.
I know you're a pop guy. So pop people,
but now they
like, hey, I'm going to take this thing to go.
Now they need a dishwasher. Now they need a dishwashing place?
Yes.
There's
for
more
the planet, you
there's,
fucking.
There's more cost.
God damn
the,
it.
The planet's fucked.
Just give up.
They've been talking about the planet going to shit since the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid in the late 80s, we were watching videos about saving the planet. And they're like, we're really close to the uh-huh. ozone
yeah.
going under.
Uh-huh.
Here's 35 years later.
Mm-hmm. And it's repairing itself?
Yeah.
Yeah. 180,000 tons.
I'm going to get yelled at for that.
Trash.
I'm just fucking with you.
In one country.
Yeah.
Like worldwide.
No, that's amazing.
That's fucking crazy. So I hope that other places follow suit, because that'll be...
I was trying to be the guy that doesn't...
Like the devil's advocate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Played mm-hmm. in. He's like, I don't fucking...
It's kind of like gas and electric cars.
Yeah.
And really, like, there's all these announcements about more electric cars coming out, and then you get the people all pissed off that... Because they're politicizing it, making like, oh, the liberals want electric cars to take away my truck. It's like, no, that's not... Why does it have to be that?
It doesn't
why
have
can't
to be
it
that.
Just be...
And electric. In all of reality, it shouldn't even be electric anything. It should be fucking hydrogen and things they've already have that run machines. And then the byproduct is water. But yeah. Like, we're just not doing
you
that.
You can't sell that, though.
I know, exactly. How do you market that? If you can just pour like things in your car and it works.
Imagine if you could just, well, then we'd suck. Imagine us sucking all the ocean water up to run our cars.
That'd be great. If we could make that use out of some salt water. All set. All right, anyway, that was it. Want to see something I found on the internet?
Sure.
Okay.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome!
Not entirely sure how I came across this, but I had in my desk, as we are talking about a little bit earlier at KXOY, I actually had in my drawer, it was like a big eraser, and it said for big mistakes, and it was like this big, okay. Right? Wish I had that now. No, but it sat at my desk, and it was comically large, and then you can buy on Amazon right now if you're quick. Because there's only two left. Fuck. The last time I checked, there was five. These things are flying out the door. This is a 50-pound or a 5-pound fucking eraser. It is 12.52 inches by 6.93 by 6.93. It is a brick of rubber.
It's $147.
It's a fucking gigantic eraser. A 5-pound.
Look at the third picture. The guy's using two hands
to try and.
But what's funny about
excuse
that
me?
Is you'd have. How do you hold the paper?
It's just. Well, I mean, I'm
you stepping on it with your foot. Now you're getting a shoe print on your paper.
Guessing not for practical use.
Mm.
But really funny.
$150 funny.
Like Shaq. The only person that would be like, this is the right size.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I could totally erase all my mistakes.
BFG, the big friendly
biological
giant.
Biological father.
Got you something for Christmas. Is that? Like, that's the only person that's going to use this thing. But it is comical. So if you're looking for something funny, only $150. It is not sold here. I don't know when it would get here. Like, it's going to take a bit.
Yeah. Is it Japanese?
All the writing's in Japanese, or I don't know.
The last picture is just Japanese writing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Or Chinese.
It says 97%. I don't know what that is.
That's all it says. 97%. And there's a finger pointing. It's something.
Maybe it's a 97% off.
Or 97%. It erases 90% of 97% of stuff.
Could be. Leaves 3% behind.
But man, that would be a really funny little thing to have at work.
Yeah.
Like if you had a little desk job and then you just have like resting in the corner, a 5-pound foot and a half long.
Just imagine, like, if you're, let's say you're a manager or a boss or something, uh-huh. and you're doing like a review of an employee, yeah. and you're just like, so works well with the, oh, and then you grab
one second,
like, just
one second, like you're opening like some vault.
It's a or it's a brief. You set your brief. You open up your briefcase.
That's and all that's in there. Do a little hand swipe.
Oh, God. All over the person yeah. sitting there. It's like being, a cheese shredder. Like, yeah, like being, cheese grater.
Being covered like in, God, what is the plexiglass when you start cutting that shit?
Yep. Oh, get that shit in your eyes.
Like blowing wood chips off your paper. Anyway, if you want to buy that 5-pound eraser, there's no other 5-pound eraser available. Go to Amazon.
They have the Monopoly.
And search for super big size eraser. That's gonna, and you can find it.
It's the Radar 10,000.
Yes, it is. And then the smaller models are like
the Radar 1000. The Radar 1000 is $25.
No one needs that. You have 400 of those built into that one big one.
It just looks like a cream cheese package or something.
I know. It's like a Costco cake with no mm-hmm. decorations on it. All right, let's hear from some of the kids.
Okay,
let's find out.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right, Joe, our first email is coming in from our sharp shooting son, Marco.
Polo!
Where are you at?
Fish out of water. Wow. Is there a play? Yeah, the fish out of water rule. What if you got out of the pool and you got caught?
Ooh, I don't remember that. Oh,
okay. Well,
we weren't
that's
lame.
What we did. But you had to be flapping like a fish while you were out the whole time.
Hey, fuckwads.
Hey.
Love the show. You guys are my entertainment while working nights, but enough with the formalities.
Yeah, short to the point. Got it.
Story time. About 10 years ago, yeah? We were having a bonfire at my sister's house. We threw a party because we fucking can. Because we're adults. Well, someone brought out one of those lever-action BB guns, oh yeah, brother, and was dumb enough to hand it to me. My cousin was in town from Houston, and I was supposed to hitch a ride back with him, Texas, up there. Well, as drunk as we was, mm-hmm. he saw me holding a BB gun. He looked at me dead drunk in the eye and said, "You won't." I pointed the gun at his foot and said, "I won't what?" Again, he says, "You won't." So I did what any drunk 19-year-old guy would have done when he put in a situation like that. I shot him right in the foot. He ended up driving back to Texas with me in his passenger seat in an awkward silence. He never told his parents, but they inevitably found out, and still, he what? Didn't get looked at. Anyway, that's my story.
That accent was a little thick yeah. on that line. I'm not really yeah. real sure what you said.
Let me go okay. back to it. He told his parent. He never told his parents. But they inevitably found out, and still, he didn't get it looked at.
There it is. That makes
a lot. Anyway, that's my story. Do what you want with it.
Bye. It is amazing how quickly, like a well-placed, like, you won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there is, like right now, if you said something, I was like, you wouldn't do it. In this situation, you're like, yeah, I wouldn't do it. Because it's not the moment. But there's certain times where that comes out. We hear it.
Wouldn't like, do what?
Fucking, oh, damn.
Look at me.
I know.
I've got
I know.
A switchblade and fingerless gloves.
Yes, you do. God damn, you're scary. But a well-timed, like, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just escalates so fast. So fast.
You're like, what?
One that pops in my head is there's a river. Like, oh, it's called a creek. It's called Paradise Creek. It's not a paradise.
It's Paradise Creek, but you call it a creek.
Call it a creek. And it separates the University of Idaho campus from Moscow, Idaho, like going to downtown where the bars are. And there's a creek that runs through it. It is anything but paradise. It is shit. It's poorly named creek. And we are walking by it one time. And like my friend was fucking hammered, and he's like kind of like looking at it a little bit, like it's like, you know, 10 feet, like you could almost make it. And my one buddy just loved to do shit. He goes, you could jump that. He goes, fuck you. And he goes, like, you know, gets a fucking running start and gets put right in the middle of it. like wasn't even close. He's like 3 feet short. Now he's soaked. And then one of us has to walk him back. Someone got to come back with me, change clothes. Like, fuck, dude. Like, goddamn.
You didn't have to do it.
But no one was mad at him. They're all mad at the guy that asked him to. Because, like, we all.
Why did you? You knew he was going to do it.
He's just laughing so hard. He just keeps walking. You couldn't do it. Fuck you. I couldn't do it. You know, gets like, you know, grabs his belt and does like the Chris Farley walk up. Like, fuck you. I can't jump that crick. But it's amazing. That's all it takes.
Especially, guys don't live long.
Does that happen in the girl circle too? Like, you wouldn't do it. And they're like, fuck you, I wouldn't. I'm sure a lot more in the guy.
Oh, like, God.
You couldn't jump your truck. Fuck you, I couldn't. Yeah. But yeah, a well placed.
I want to hear if there's any gals out there that do that kind of stuff with their friends. Because perfect example, we were eating breakfast the other day and I made the comment of these ladies that were sitting next to us.
Oh, you and I.
Yeah. You and I. And I was just like, God, their conversation versus our conversation. So different. Like, I couldn't help but just kind of overhear their conversation, what they were talking about. And then what we were talking about at the time, like, Jesus Christ.
Like, we were coming up with just ridiculous script ideas for videos. And then you kind of tune out. It's like, they're probably, all of them were 65 plus
probably
women. And it's like, they all were just thinking out loud. Like, no one was really talking about anything. Like, no, I mean, you know, sometimes it's okay to have some toast. And like but everyone's having their own fucking conversation. There's not, like, not one thing. It was, no, you're right. And then
they weren't responding to each other. Yeah, they were just all saying,
no, you're right. And I told Jerry we can't be late this time. And like, but no one, it's like no one is actually talking to each other. And we're over here like, yeah, you know what we should do? Like, we should make one about, like, these two guys and they throw stuff at each other.
And he vomits on the other guy.
And they turn up. No, I told him he can't be late again. Like, not this time. I'm cutting her over medium egg. Whatever the fuck she was having. Ah, jeez Louise. Well, how do you feel about episode 32?
That was fun.
You got good feels in your belly?
Yeah, it was magic.
I loved it.
It was tied off with a bow. Magic Johnson.
I'm going to not read anymore. My nose is too stuffy. Will you wrap up the show for us?
Oh, yeah, I think I can do that. Like a true gentleman. Let me, where are we at? Where are, okay. Oh, yeah. So is this the outro?
Yeah,
where we talk about the gaggle?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
If you want to be part of the gaggle and go in the Patreon, it's climbing, Joe.
I know.
Can you believe
it? Feels good.
A lot of new geese in there. Become part of the gaggle. Patreon.com at Can You Don't Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to follow us on the Instagrams and the Facebooks at Can You Don't Podcast.
And we will do that Rotten Sled post.
Yes.
Promise.
Someone better remind us. Well, if it's, it'll be too late.
It'll be too late. Oh, well.
We'll remind each other.
Yeah.
Subscribe to our YouTubes. Can You Don't Podcast. Yeah. And if you have something you want to see on the show, email that shit to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. And remember to rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
It really does help, yeah, I think.
It's a boosty.
Yeah.
It's a boosty for us.
A boosty, eh?
And then everyone joining the Playground, Can You Don't Playground on Facebook.
Yeah, thanks to the babysitters.
God, they're so
good. For moderating.
I know. And like, we pay them in Trident Layers. Remember that commercial?
Nope.
Oh. Are you ready to wrap it up? I got a funny for you.
Yeah.
You're going to hate it.
I'm going to wrap it up and slip it in.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
I know that sound.
Don't make me stick you, Joe.
I dream about that sound. This was sent in by our son, Eric.
Okay.
It's a classic. My wife asked me if I had seen the dog bowl. When I told her, I didn't even know he could.
Oh, no. I had so many thoughts when you said that, because I was thinking dog bowl like a Super Bowl, but for dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was thinking, have you seen the dog bowl? Because where they eat and then bowl. Like, so there was three immediately. They could have taken it so many ways.
Yeah.
My brain exploded.
Didn't even know he could.
Ah! I like the idea of...
a doggy football game?
Yes.
Well, they have the puppy bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
And it sucks. It's never good. You can pretend it is, but it's not good. People watch it. Like, I pretend it's good. Just don't do it. It's terrible and everyone knows it.
The Pro Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
I'd rather watch the Puppy Bowl than the Pro Bowl.
That's fair. If you are part of the Patreon, we'll keep going for the bonus content. If you're not, well, I guess see you later.
Come join us.
Come join us. Be a part of the VIP stuff. We'll see you next week if you're not in the VIP.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
Yeah.
Or I'll stick you with my
chest blade. Oh, man.